This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on October 20th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in?
KD2AIT repeater, hi Bob. This is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, KA3TFB. I don't know why it happened there, but... back over to net control. Bill from Western Pennsylvania, over.
Okay, well, I've got you in there, Bill. What's new with you and... how's things in Pennsylvania, KA3TFB?
Roger, roger. EchoLink seems to work a little bit here. I've been dropping out of the repeater, I guess, because it drops out, but I can access it back. 66 degrees here in Franklin Park Borough, and humidity is 65%. We have a 30% chance of rain tonight. Anyhow, things are doing fine and dandy on Thursday, and we'll have some weekend activities here. We'll facilitate the building tomorrow and then again Sunday. So with that in mind, I wish everyone a good evening, and we'll be listening. And thanks for being there, Bob. KA3TFB, back to net control. Over.
All right, very good, Bill. Well, I hope you have a fine evening. I know it's, we're looking for a little bit of rain here too. Things are a little bit dry again, but I think the forecast, I hadn't looked at it since yesterday, but I believe tonight and tomorrow, I guess we have a good chance of getting some rain here. So I don't think we'll have the luxury of the temperatures that you have down your way, but they were nice here today. It was sunny, and I was able to get out and do a few things and enjoyed it. So, okay, Bill, you have a fine evening. Thank you for checking in, and have a good day tomorrow. This is N5AOW. Are there any additional EchoLink stations would like to check in? Okay, well, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KC2WI.
KA2ZZ, just in and out. You know my interference problem, Bob.
Okay, we've got KA2ZNZ, Jack, how you doing? KC2WIP, KD2AIT, Jeff, and N2PFM, George. We'll start with George. What's going on, George? How's things up your way?
Well, good evening to you, Rob, and everybody else there on the net. Temperature here is 46 degrees. Temperature range today was 40 to 57. I did have a lot of sun today. I'm sorry if I PO'd you last night that we doubled together, because we heard a couple syllables of you on the end after that, and we must have mixed together, and for some reason I guess you didn't come back anymore. I hope you weren't PO'd at me or something. If you are, I deeply and humbly apologize. M2PFM clear.
Can't help but chuckle on that one, George. Not a problem. Oh, I got involved in a phone call long distance and just never had the opportunity to get back. But no big deal. Okay, well, glad you could check in, and hope your day went well today. You have a good evening. KD2AIT, Jeff, how you doing?
Oh, good evening, KD2AIT. I'm doing pretty good here. Surfing around the net here a little bit. Making up some venison stew. And getting ready to start packing things up here for the weekend. We're going to head up to camp here tomorrow when the kids get out of school. And stay up there for, let's see, it'll be 3 nights, I guess. So, gonna see if we can't get them to bag a deer here in the Utah. We're going to do everything we can within the rule book anyway. So that's about it. We're hoping the rain holds off long enough for us to be able to get up there, but I don't know. I think we're going to have to, we may have to bag a few things that go in the back of the truck. We'll see. Anyway, we got our, we took a trip up to Syracuse today. Picked up some flooring and countertop there for some lumber liquidator. And getting ready to do demo on the kitchen here next week. We've got the cabinets coming in here sometime towards the end of the month here, and we're trying to get the place ready for that, and a bunch of other work we've got to do before the cabinets come in. So we're pretty much going to be without a kitchen for nearly a month. But what are you going to do? We got a lot of paper plates and a lot of plastic forks and an extra propane tank for the grill. So I see a lot of maybe eating out here this month, at the local restaurants. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that's all I have to report. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff. Well, I hope you certainly have a good weekend there, and enjoy the weather, and grab as much of it as you can. It always makes it nice. You have some time to get out with family and relax a little bit. That kitchen project, boy, we went through that some years ago, and that's an arduous task. Seems like you're always looking to either change or make things better, and sometimes the way you had it was probably the best arrangement, but it's like a deck of cards. You got to shuffle things around once in a while, but yeah, it takes a little bit of planning and whatever. Anyway, I hope you do well with that. That's a lot of work. I guess I can't really say much more about it. I know we went through it, and it has its joyous moments, and it has its frustrating ones along with it. Okay, Jeff, you have a good evening. Have a nice weekend, and we'll catch up with you somewhere along the way there. KC2WI, Pete, how you doing?
KC2WI, well, I didn't, another day of not getting things done. It just seems it's been going this way, either interruptions or I spend way too long on the phone with somebody or something. I haven't been, I haven't been taking off for hours and going hiking, or of course there's really no swimming anymore, but stuff like that. If that would be one thing, if I did something, so to speak, productive, and had breakfast, just got busy with things and phone calls and a little off task things, but things that needed to be done. on sooner or later or whatever. So, tomorrow's a rainy day. I got a one scheduled job. A couple other people are probably going to come pick things up. I guess it's going to rain quite a bit, but it's only for a day. And I don't mind. It says, well, I'm going to refresh this, but for Glenfield, the National Weather Service was saying heavy rain, still saying heavy rain Friday, rain after 3 a.m., and rain before 2 p.m., and then showers. And showers tomorrow night, and then patchy frost. Well, I don't think that'll happen here. And then Saturday, mostly sunny. And boy, Columbus Day, they're saying 71 degrees, so I guess that's the day to take off, go out and do something. I should plan on that. I don't know, maybe, I was thinking maybe going up to calling a friend of mine, see if she wants to go up to Ice Cave Mountain there. I haven't been there for a while. It's a real interesting spot, not a real long hike. Let's see, Tuesday, mostly cloudy, so, yeah, shower. So basically, I guess there's a warm front coming through. I'm going to try to arrange not to do any work on Monday, that's for sure. It looks like a real nice day. Other than that, I guess not too much new going on. Looking forward to next Saturday, which is the third Saturday in October, which means it is the New York QSO party from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And that's the only sort of contest that I do. And normally I just sit here and work until I run out of stations or get bored or it gets too nice out. Do a few things and come back and off and on and pick it back up in the evening. I may, if it's nice, go out and operate portable. Maybe I could just go over to the boat launch here, but I'd be more effective to go up the top of the hill, either Tug Hill or maybe over to Confusion Flats there, the Otter Creek Horse Trails or something, set up a inverted V and see what I can do on 40 meters. I might do it first thing in the morning on 75 because they got some noise here that will interfere, but get away from the power lines and everything, and it's pretty quiet. So anybody on HF particularly, but you can do it on VHF, UHF, Simplex, whatever. I guess most of that would be on sideband, but there's always guys looking for contacts. I know half the time I can't find somebody in Lewis County or in Oneida County, and if I can just get on, you know, find somebody on a repeater or something that I can reach direct and then switch over 146.55 or something. But it's kind of fun. And, you know, whether I go outside depends on the weather. It's always iffy this time of the year. You can never really guarantee how good it is. I know we did it years ago, K2LML and I. We set up in Lake Pleasant, and boy, we took the antennas down at the end, and it was cold at 10 o'clock. So, but we figured better get it done and come back the next day. Other than that, I guess not too much new going on here. Boonville meeting is in a week from Tuesday. So that should be fun. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete. Well, it sounds like you've got quite a schedule coming up with things to do, and I know I kind of plan out things that way myself. And hope the weather plays a friendly part in it, I'll put it that way. So, yeah, I hadn't gotten into that 40-meter contact, and I do get on 40 numerous times, but just never got into some of the, you know, where they're making contacts on it, the contest type. I'm going to have to get out with a small receiver and see if I can narrow it down. Maybe they'll come along and help us out. Okay, Pete, well, you have a good evening and a good day tomorrow. Thank you for checking in, 73. And we'll move along to Jack. I'll wait till the tail drops on it. KA2ZSZ, Jack.
Yeah, I'm the one that brings the tail up. Actually, it finally quieted down while everybody else was, you know, coming in there. And it's, now I'm sure I brought it up, but most of us down here, even with low power, which is what I'm running, we'll bring that one up. Anyways, high here today was 66, a lot of sunshine. It was a beautiful day, actually. The low for the day is 50, which it is right now, 50. And we've got basically the same prediction, that rain kind of increasing overnight, and last I looked was 100% chance tomorrow, and then pretty much clearing up after that. So that's about it from down here. I'm busy, of course, doing little projects, and this, that, and the other thing. So, I'll say 73 to everybody on the side. And Bob, I won't hear you, so it'll still be on when I key, which is my problem. 73 to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2, that ends up.
Okay, Jack, I hope I've waited long enough for that to drop out. Yet, too bad they couldn't do something a little bit different with their, I know they were working on it, but it makes it really inconvenient for you with getting back into this one and also doing a net the other way. I hope that clears up or something improves for you on that. Okay, well, I'll touch base with you in a little while, and you have a good evening. 73, and thank you again for checking in. And I'll make another call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW.
KC2NBU.
KC2NBU, Ray, how you doing? I hope you've got a relaxful evening coming.
I just pulled in the driveway. I just got back from Rochester. We were high bidders on two different vehicles, and they said, "Oh, we'll let you know. And we'll let you know in an hour." And an hour goes by, and 2 hours go by, and I have it home. So they'll probably call in the morning, going, "Oh, you got to come pay for your vehicle." And I'll go, "No, you can wait till next week, unless you want to deliver them to Boonville for free." So, ridiculous. I'm there with a checkbook and a driver, and they won't tell me whether I'm owner or not. It's not a good setup. Over.
Roger on that. They make out both ways at that end of it. It's like burning the candle on both ends.
Well, it's an auction. They should have somebody to represent the vehicle. They should, or at least on the other end of the phone, or at least be able to have the cell phone number of somebody to make a decision. And these bankers and lease company executives, they don't want to be bothered after 5 o'clock because they're not getting paid to. And so they make you wait till the next day, and then they want to get paid. I'm going, no. I was there yesterday with my checkbook. I'm not coming all the way back today. So, whatever. They do it to you a couple times a month.
Yeah, that's a costly one, too, because then you got not only have your time, but you got to, you know, two trips both ways now. That's a far cry from them working a little bit of time over the 5 o'clock hour or so. Yeah, I can understand that. I got into that with a friend years back, and we were doing that. We were going up on Route 11 there. I don't recall which one that was, but there and going down to Albany, and well, I'll tell you what, we had a scenario very similar to that once or twice, and I said, you know what, if they can't make a move on it or decide on it at that point, it's moot. And that's about the only thing you can do.
Yeah, well, it's frustrating. They have vehicles there right now that have been there for 13 weeks, and to go over and over and over and over to bid on the same cars, it's just getting very old. The ones I went there to actually buy, they on one of them they wouldn't even accept bids. They tried to start it at retail, so nobody bid on it. And it'll be there again next week. They had one pickup truck just like it. It was there for a month and a half before they finally lowered the reserve to where they sold it. But enough bellyaching from me.
Okay, Ray. Well, I hope you have better luck next weekend. That can be a frustrating scenario. All right. Thank you for checking in, 73. I'll make a final call, see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Rally Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Rally Service Net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Ray, Jack, Pete, Jeff, George, and Bill in Pennsylvania. Good turnout tonight. Thank every one of you for checking in. Have a good evening and a better day tomorrow. This is N5AOW Clear.
Appreciate that.
Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.